Dictation for Lerik, L-E-R-I, excuse me, L-E-R-Y-C, Barber, B-A-R-B-E-R, December 768. Address as a letter to Jill, J-I-L-L, Gear, G-E-E-R, N-P, A33-973-4493. Dear Mrs. Gear, consultation for Miss Barber, liver transplant, hypertension, prior renal failure. She has a long history of chronic liver disease. According to records that I review, apparently autoimmune hepatitis and primary biliary cirrhosis, complications of esophageal varices, blood transfusion, encephalopathy, renal failure. She underwent a liver transplant, Henry IV. Back in October 2023, requiring a redo liver transplant in November, as the first one was not working. She did receive dialysis in that opportunity, all the way to this year, developed volume overload. Transfer to Henry IV. Complications of arterial and venous thrombosis, including hepatic artery, hepatic vein, lower extremity vein thrombosis, failed attempts to open hepatic artery, complications of femoral hematoma on the site of procedure, was anticoagulated, developed pancytopenia, tested positive for antiphospholipid antibody, eventually on Coumadin, follows with hematology. They are planning to repeat testing sometime September, October to make a decision for long-term anticoagulation. Edema has improved. Comes accompanied with mother, presently weight, appetite is stable, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, soft stools, prior diarrhea resolved, no bleeding, minor urinary incontinence, nocturia, no infection, cloudiness or blood, no gross neuropathy or numbness, no gross claudication symptoms, no chest pain palpitations, no dyspnea, has developed high blood pressure, probably in relation to steroids and tacrolimus. Medication has been adjusted, already taking beta blockers and added nifedipine. Stable bruises without bleeding, nose gums, without headaches, no oxygen, no CPAP machine, no inhalers, no smoking, There is also some component of migraine headaches. Next paragraph, the past medical history for the liver abnormalities, prior TIPS, the liver transplant times 2, October, November 2023, the first transplant primary graft non-functioning from multiple thrombi, the redo November, was on dialysis, the recent problems of antiphospholipid antibody, arterial venous thrombosis, pancytopenia, she denies TAA's stroke or seizure, she denies coronary artery disease or heart problems. There has been gastrointestinal bleeding at the time from esophageal varices, esophageal reflux, hemorrhoidal bleeding. Next paragraph, procedure surgeries has included TIPS, liver transplant times 2, attempts to open the hepatic artery, prior ventral hernia surgery, prior dialysis catheter, prior thyroid surgery, partial hysterectomy, still has the cervix. Prior esophageal ligation, varices ligation, EGDs colonoscopies, polyps removed benign. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, not married, no children. Next paragraph, side effects to Benadryl. Next paragraph, medication, thyroid, iron, prednisone, protanex, magnesium, corec, nifedipine, calcium acetate, tacrolimus, potassium, warfarin, fludrocortisone, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 161, blood pressure 130/72 on the right, 124/80 on the left, some Cushing goit appears on the face, normal eye movements, no respiratory distress, normal speech, no mucosal abnormalities, no thrush, no palpable thyroid, which has been removed, no palpable neck masses, carotid bruise, or JVD, lungs are clear, no RALT, no wheezes, no pericardial rap, no arrhythmia, no abdominal distension, tenderness, or masses, or ascites, prior liver transplant, 2+ edema, bruises on the upper extremities, non-focal. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistry is available, September 8. White blood cell count low, 3.5. Normal neutrophils, anemia 11.9, low platelet 66, sodium potassium normal, elevated bicarbonate, normal creatinine 0.9, low magnesium 1.5. The GFR was calculated to 32. I disagree. Normal liver testing. Liver function test not elevated. TACRO 6.6, which is therapeutic. Back in August, high TSH 16. Free T4, however, was high at 1.59. She has chronically low lymphocytes. back in June, a CT scan angiogram, abdomen and pelvis. Celiac artery open, occlusion of the hepatic artery stent, splenic artery open, renal arteries, superior inferior mesenteric arteries are open. Right-sided infrapopliteal tibial artery was occluded. The other two arteries to the foot was open on the right. Three arteries to the foot on the left was open. There was right-sided pleural effusion, loculated. Enlargement of the spleen, 19.1. Pancreas was atrophic. The distal inferior vena cava, right-sided iliac vein, splenic vein was considered calcified. Probably sequela from prior thrombus. Portal vein stent open. There was a hematoma on the left-sided inguinal region. Next paragraph. An echocardiogram in our system, My Michigan, from May. Normal ejection fraction 69%. For the most part, normal report. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Present creatinine for the most part appears to be normal. I do not agree with the reported GFR that low level. She's a status post liver transplant with some complications as indicated above, but overall improvement, gaining weight, not oliguric. Tacrolimus has fluctuated over time, but most recently now therapeutic. Prior urine analysis shows low level of protein and blood. Imaging shows no renal artery stenosis and nothing to suggest obstruction or urinary retention. She did receive dialysis at the time of liver transplant, which I'm not surprised given the association of hepatorenal, but that has improved. Present electrolyte acid base is normal. Normal nutrition, non-nephrotic syndrome. No phosphorus was available. She has pancytopenia, which is not related to kidney disease. She does have enlargement of the spleen. Hematology believes there is hypersplenism. She also has a working diagnosis of antiphospholipid syndrome, given the arterial venous thrombosis and the pancytopenia, for what hematology is planning to repeat testing in the near future. She remains anticoagulated with Coumadin, and the INR is therapeutic at 2. Next paragraph, in terms of the hypertension, agree effects of steroids, tacrolimus. Does not make sense that presently she's taking fludrocortisone given the high blood pressure. She's not in adrenal insufficiency. That needs to be discontinued. She also needs to stop the phosphorus binders. Phosphorus level needs to be updated. Presently no diarrhea. Potentially potassium could be discontinued. Prednisone is being decreased by transplant service, and that will help with blood pressure. She is not on any diuretics. As diarrhea is improving and she's eating better, she might not require magnesium either. All issues discussed with the patient and mother. Of course, Henry Ford Transplant Center needs to be agreeable with these changes. End of dictation.